insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to take the blessing of the understanding more of the verses of the Holy Quran. We were discussing verse 102. Inshallah, before we give further explanation, let's hear the verse.
واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون.
We were discussing the first part of the verse. The entire verse is talking about a particular issue regarding Bani Israel. And briefly, we need to reiterate the fact that this verse has got many different explanations. Pretty much every single phrase of this verse has got a few different possibilities and a few different views on what it means. And what we're explaining is what, according to our traditions, is going to be making sense. And also, the complete verse, or the entirety of it, will make full sense. And the other views don't seem to have this, and this could be found in the explanation of Allama Tabatabai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul for the great work that he has done, which is the commentary on the Holy Quran called Al-Mizan. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables those who are trying to translate it to, inshallah, give us a good translation of this book so it could be available for all those who speak the English language. The verse was talking about the Jewish people and something that was a common practice amongst them, and that was magic. They were known for that amongst the Arabs, and before that as well, we read in history this fact. Where did they get this from? They said that they were following Sulaiman. Sulaiman, the great king of the Jewish people, that they referred to him as a king. And he was actually a ruler. Now, the word king has got a very negative connotation, and especially in today's world. But he had absolute sovereignty over the land that he was ruling and reigning over. They said that the reason why, or we got this from Sulaiman. So the verse referred to this as وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. They followed what the devils, what the shayateen. Now, this translation, again, we need to say, it says pursued during Solomon's time. It attributes this magic to what the shayateen used to do at the time of Sulaiman. However, it seems like that is not the correct interpretation. What it is that as it says at the footnote, they followed what the devils recited upon, it should be. Now, again, in the footnote, it said during Solomon's reign, but apparently it's not such. It should be they followed what the devils recited upon Suleiman's reign. In other words, what the devils lied upon Solomon's reign. They said this reign of his, this sovereignty that he had, this power that he had, that he could even control the winds, he controlled all creatures, he had the birds to come to him, the ants were part of his army, he had numerous human beings, the jinns, and all of these creatures under his command, said this was because he used magic. So the Jewish people followed what the shayateen, what the jinns lied upon, what the reign of Suleiman was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. And Suleiman did not turn faithless, he did not become a kafir. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those devils, those shayateen, those jinns, okay, they were the ones who were faithless. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. How was that? The explanation. They started people teaching people magic. They said that Suleiman used magic, and they started teaching what they said Suleiman was using to have this power. And people started learning that from them. He said, no, it's not Suleiman that used magic. Suleiman was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not kafir. It was these shayateen that started teaching the people sihr. The second phrase of it, so the second part of the verse, refers to this. This is وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Again, what is this and referring to, and what was sent down to the two angels at Babylon, and what about that? All right. Apparently, as again, Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh says regarding the verse, this wattaba'u, okay, they followed what was sent down to the two angels at Babylon, bibabila Harut and Marut. There are two angels, Harut and Marut. In Babylon, they the Jewish people at during a period of time, they lived in Babylon. When they were there, these two angels started teaching people sihr. All right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they followed what the shayateen attributed wrongly and as a lie to Suleiman, and how Suleiman reigned over the people, over that region. And also they followed what was revealed to the two angels in Babylon, Harut and Marut, these two angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not in this case reject that idea that sihr was revealed and was taught by the two angels. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this case is, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرُ. And they did not teach anyone sihr and magic until they told that person that, look, we are only a test, so do not be faithless. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. They would learn from those two what with which they would cause a split between a man and his wife. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that he sent down angels. These angels would teach people sihr. But says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these angels were sent down to teach people, but they wouldn't just teach people, here you go, you can use this for whatever you want. They would say two points. All right. They would tell them that this magic, it could be used in the right way, it could be used in the wrong way. And this is a test for you. Yes, you can learn this stuff, you can use it, but remember that this is a test. You're being tested with this. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even send down those two angels with this sihr? Was it, it's like putting food in front of someone that's hungry, haram food in front of someone that's hungry, and tell them, not to eat it. Is that what it is? Was it only that? Apparently, there are good usages for sihr. Although, as we said in the previous session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the story of Prophet Musa in Fir'aun that sihr, magic, is considered kufr. Okay, in other words, it's not the right thing to do. It's wrong to engage in magic. But apparently, what we have through in our ahadith, in our traditions, is that the usage of sihr to invalidate the effect of another magic is okay. It's actually sometimes necessary. Someone has put a magic spell on someone, All right, and the verse tells us that it is possible, and actually the angels came down and taught the people. That's a fact. It could be done, but then someone needs to take that spell off. To take that spell off, one would need to know magic themselves. So, at least as a possibility, we could say that that is also a reason behind why the angels were sent down with that information to give to the people. This is a test. You learn this, you can use it to nullify and to take off the effect of the spells and the magic that was done by previous people, by previous magicians that would that were using what the shayateen, what the jinns had taught people. In other words, this is how it looks like. The jinns have taught the people sihr and magic, and they would use it in the wrong way. Now, these angels are sent down to teach others, okay, how to refute that, how to get rid of the spells. But at the same time, because they're learning it, they can use that same. We call it spell in English, but it's not exactly the way we see it in cartoons and movies. That, you know, they say something and something happens. There's other things involved. It's not like a spell in that way. But in any case, the magic was being taught to these people so they can get rid of the magic that was done by others. But it also had the effect they could use it in other ways as well. So that's where the test comes in. Just like every other facility that's put or we've given access to, we've been given access to, you can use it in the right way, you can use it in the wrong way. Now that's the test itself, okay? So this is given to them, and the angel said, look, remember, this is a test, don't use it in the wrong way. But they used it in the wrong way. It says, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ They learned from those two what they would cause a split between a man and his wife. Inshallah, further explanation of the verse we would have to give in the following session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu Subhanaka ya man la شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك